flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday, last hour of the show. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday at 410-583-1057. We got that coming your way in less than a said hour. And Ravens have the 27th pick in the draft. That's been determined, unfortunately, since their season ended last week at Buffalo. And the Ravens have needs. They got free agent questions that need to be answered and all of the fun stuff that goes along with that. But we've talked about the Marcus Williams debacle. Eddie Jackson was told to leave. Eric DaCosta was asked yesterday, would you like to add another safety this offseason?
Well, we'll look at that. I mean, I think we definitely saw a different type of performance from Kyle this year. But, I mean, if you look at overall how our defense blossomed with him back there, I think it was worthwhile. Did he make as many splash plays? Probably not. But I'd take the improvement in the defense rather than Kyle making splash plays and us not being very good on defense. So, you know, if we can add another safety, you know, obviously it would be really good for us. Gives us that, you know, multiplicity on defense and the ability to do a lot of different things.
I think that's the key right there, the multiplicity on defense, because then, you know, because he was just talking about Kyle Hamilton and splash plays. You get another safety, then you can play three safeties. Then you can put Kyle Hamilton where you want, and then you're going to get the splash plays. So I definitely see them at least adding one more safety for sure. And if TJ Tampa goes back there, I think that gives them much more flexibility. Because the thing what TJ Tampa could do then is he could play safety. And, you know, when Stevens is gone, you know, and in the dime, he would play on the inside. TJ Tampa would be outstanding on the inside or playing on the inside like Marlon Humphrey does, because he's a bigger physical guy, too, and he's got excellent awareness.
And basically a redshirt year for him. Remember, yeah. We were talking after the draft, Ravens may have gotten themselves a steal with TJ Tampa.
Next he's year a
could
good
be the
player.
Chance to prove it, yeah.
You know, he's a good player. That's the thing about Tampa is I like him a lot as a player. You know, I don't know that he can play outside corner, kind of like what they thought about DeJean, you know, the Iowa kid, because he's not, you know, Wiggins was an outside guy, and they took Wiggins over DeJean because he could play outside corner because he's got that phenomenal speed. Whereas, you know, where TJ Tampa's got great ball skills, awareness, and really good in zone, but runs 4.52. Does he have that deep speed? But on the inside, you know, like where Marlon plays and all that, I think he'd be outstanding.
Now, Kyle Van Noy, and I'll admit it, when he came back, I didn't think he was going to duplicate the 9.5 he had last year, and technically he didn't.
I didn't either.
He had 12.5, and today was named as a pro bowler because T.J. Watt couldn't go, but here's Eric DaCosta talking about Kyle Van Noy, who in his 2 years in Baltimore has obliterated his sack totals from previous years.
Different from those guys, this is a guy that's really... I think he's living his best life as a player right now, and he's an older player. And so that's exciting for us to have a guy with that experience that he's had. He's played in multiple cities. He's been in multiple places. I think he really appreciates the Ravens, which is great. This is a guy that's he's played in, what, three or four teams. He loves this place. And our young players see that, and that resonates, and that's a big deal.
I think Eric makes a good point with the older pass rusher. Because when I was in San Francisco, we've had every Hall of Fame older pass rusher. We had them on our team at one point or another, and they were all older at the time. And the thing with older guys is, you know, they get better. Why? Not because of their athleticism and their speed, because they're so smart and they know every counter in the books. You think Van Noy has seen every pass set, everything that there is to see? Absolutely. And that's why he can win. And why is he good, like, on those bootlegs? You know, he covers the guy in a flat, and he's smart enough, you know, where he keeps contained. You know, he's just a much smarter player right now, and they get by as they get older because of their brains.
Speedy at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch, total request Thursday. Roger Rosengarten, fine rookie season, but I guess by all accounts.
Very good, yes.
Especially based on expectations. And here's Eric DaCosta talking about a guy who held down right tackle. I mean, could he be the left tackle of the future?
Well, he's played both sides of that. You know, he's played left and right. I mean, this year, it's a very hard thing to come in as an offensive lineman, as a rookie, and play well. And Roger, honestly, just got better and better and better and better. Mature guy beyond his years. I think a year in the weight room is going to really serve him well, as it will all of our guys. But I think that we were very, I can speak for myself and say I was very happy with what Roger did. It's a very tough position to play as a young player.
No doubt about it. And I would totally agree with what Eric just said. I think the kid improved tremendously. And he has played left tackle, right tackle. And at the University of Washington, he had a left-handed quarterback, and he was playing right tackle, which is basically the left tackle. So, yeah, can he handle that athletically? Absolutely can handle it. But like Eric said, and what we talked about from the get-go, I mean, the first time I saw him, I remember saying this, Bob, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that for being at the University of Washington, kind of weight program did they have, because he doesn't muscular at all. And, you know, I mean, Eric kind of reiterated that, and I think it showed during his play, you know, that he had some trouble with power at times. So when he gets man strength a year from now, he's going to be so much better of a player. And I'd be shocked. I'll be shocked if, unless Ronnie comes in at a deal that the Ravens are totally comfortable with, I think Roger Rosengarten is the left tackle for the Ravens next year.
All right, championship games coming up this Sunday. Starts with the NFC at 3, then the main event, if you want to call it that, 6:30. It is Buffalo. It's Kansas City again. Buffalo beats KC in the regular season for the most part. Winless in the postseason. Patrick Mahomes talked yesterday about the familiarity between the two teams here.
Yeah, I think just two really good football teams going up against each other. They have great players at every level on both sides of the ball and coach. And so when you play great football teams like that, it kind of usually ends with kind of that split type of deal there. And we've been able to beat them playoffs, and they've gotten us in the regular season. But if you look at the games, every game's close. So it just comes down to a play here or there that kind of usually that makes an impact on the outcome.
If I'm a betting man, Bob, and it's going to come down to a play here or play or there, I'm betting on Patrick Mahomes to make that play. And they've got everybody healthy. I just think that they're due. And Buffalo's defense is not great. We saw that. Their pass defense especially is
sixth in win rate. Sacks. Yeah. Don't get a lot of sacks, but they win.
Yeah. But
how do you win and lose? Anyway.
Yeah. they're and Mahomes is good at avoiding, but their pass rush is not great. And I think Marquise, you know, maybe, you know, it's time for him to kind of earn what
Worthy
they thought
too.
He was,
let's
yeah.
See that
yeah,
howitzer.
Worthy, yes.
Now, Jaden Daniels, NFC Championship game, split with the Eagles during the regular season. He threw 5 touchdown passes. Turned it over a bunch of times, but they won the game nonetheless. But if he wins, he will be the first rookie in the history of the Super Bowl era to lead his team to that game. And Jaden Daniels, I'm guessing somebody's mentioned that a time or 1,000 to you, right?
No, I'm not even thinking that far. You know, it will obviously be a blessing, but, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, how can I be better day by day?
I mean, to me, you love his responses and stuff. You know, I mean, he's beyond his years with the way he plays and the way he talks. And I mean, he talks as like he's a veteran quarterback, and he talks as, yeah, that's my guy. You know, I appreciate it. You know, instead of being a boisterous, you know, like Verse was for the Rams. You know, I hate Philadelphia. You know, saying some stuff like, you know, he just understands what's at stake.
Or Jerry Coleman calling the entire city of Buffalo a city of losers.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he loves it. You know what I mean? And so did Verse. Hey, three sacks.
Yeah.
Get on this. 388-8105-7. The Fan will come back. You want to join us, now's your chance at 410-583-1057. But on this total request Thursday, we know who, we don't know when they're playing or what time they're playing, but we do know who the Ravens are playing. So we're going to take an early look at that schedule. Tomorrow we'll do grades, but he's going to do film of the Bills and the Chiefs, since the Ravens played them both, Buffalo twice. As a matter of fact, then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, real and fantasy football with him. And does he see an upset? Just throwing this out. Last time the Buffalo Bills made the, or excuse me, last time the Commanders played the Super Bowl 34 years ago or whatever it was, they played the Bills.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
End of season press conference. He and Eric DaCosta met with the media, and we asked earlier to grade the team, listeners out there, and you've called in and you could text. I mean, we've got a couple segments to go. Send your text to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. One caller said, hey, for the semester, you got a B+,
yeah,
but for the year, you got an F because you didn't get to the championship game, much less the Super Bowl. Is that a fair way to grade them? Based on preseason expectations, which, let's be honest, midseason, I was a little like, I don't know if this team's good enough to win the Super Bowl. Then post-bye, They may have been the best team in football, but yet here they are yet again, championship weekend upon us, and they're not one of the four teams standing.
Yeah, they just got to figure out a way to stop beating themselves. Penalties, critical turnovers, and I call drops critical turnovers too. So yeah, the penalties, they got to find a way. They can't be number one in penalties. You know, I mean, Bob, over 1,200 yards they lost in penalties throughout the year.
How many games were they at? Like 12, 13? Multiple double-digit penalty games.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got to find a way to eliminate those. And especially in the playoff games, eliminate those things. Because, I mean, that's what kills them. You know, I'll bet you in most of the playoff games they lost, Bob, they were negative.
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, it was 0-3 against them, against Buffalo.
No doubt.
Go back to Tennessee, yeah. I mean, Zay's huge turnover last year
Kansas
in the AFC
City,
Championship game. No doubt. But let's look at, we know the opponents now for 2025. And the Ravens have 9 home games. And just like this year, the chances of them being 1 o'clock, most of them are pretty slim. Because you have your division rivals. All right, we'll start at Cleveland. They stink. No quarterback. Coach may be on the hot seat, Stefanski, even though they just hired a new OC. He's going to call the plays. So, you know, Nick Chubb's coming back from yet another injury. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Steelers. Well, you know, they'll be a pain in the ass because they normally are. But to what level?
Yeah. And is it a split? You know?
And then the real one, Cincinnati. Because Burrow threw 9 touchdowns against the Ravens, and they lost both games in a heartbreaking fashion.
Well, what we got to see with the Bengals is what happens with T. Higgins. Do they sign him, or what do they do with Higgins? Because that's a big thing. You know, Chase's contract's up. Does he hold out and do those things? So, got to hope for a little turmoil there. But defensively, they sucked. Yeah. Al Golden from Notre Dame's coming in to be their new DC. They need to get some new defensive personnel. And we're not going to know a lot about where they are defensively till we see free agency in the draft with them.
Right, and they won a couple years ago. They let the veterans walk, went young, and it turned out to be kind of a debacle for them. But those are your 3 of your home games here. New England, Patriots, new coach, Drake May, year 2, new attitude, new vibe. But
yeah, I quarterback, you know, the quarterback's a good player. And then what do? They got a ton of money in free agency and stuff. So what do? They got a high draft pick, Bob, and they don't need a quarterback. So, you know, Travis Hunter, I mean, they're going to get an elite player early on. Are they going to be great? No. They'll still be in a rebuild mode, but they're going to be better with Vrabel than they were with Mayo or Belichick the last 4 years.
New York Jets. New coach,
rebuild.
Who knows? Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
I think that's a total. That's a game that you got to win.
Houston Texans, kind of getting sick of looking at them, even though the Ravens are 3-0 against them in the last couple of years here. They'll be better than they were, even though they made the playoffs and won a game. Vinny, I would still think they were somewhat disappointing in the big picture because they were like the trendy team heading into the year, but injuries were big for them.
Injuries hurt them a lot.
O-line stunk.
Yeah, the O-line, their whole O-line stunk because the quarterback got killed. And, you know, the injuries at wide receivers is what killed him. You know, but, Bob, they can rush the passer. They can rush the passer. But for some reason, Bob, they don't match up good with the Ravens because they can't handle that physicality.
Duh, Bears, they come to Baltimore next year. New coach, Ben Johnson. They have weapons on offense. I guess defensively, there are some pieces to work with. And Caleb Williams going into year 2. We saw him flash a little bit in the second half of the season. Are they playoff team worthy? I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing they'll be better than they were this year.
Got a good draft pick. Yeah. Got a high draft pick again, Bob. So, yeah, they're gonna, and they don't have to add a quarterback. They need to help with the offensive line. They've got skill. Just don't have O-line. And that's where they kind of messed up was it's about O-line and D-line, and that's what they got to really improve upon.
Lions and Rams come to Baltimore as well. Lions 15-2, 1-and-done in the playoffs as the number one seed. The Rams, Matt Stafford, his future or uncertain future looms larger
and,
for them.
And
for
Cup
sure.
won't be back there.
Right, right.
So they got a young, good defense. They do that. And Puka's good to run him. Williams is good to run him back. So, for Bob, they do a nice job in the draft. But if they don't have Stafford, that's going to be critical for them.
Now the Ravens will hit the road, division rivals, Cincy, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. Go to Buffalo.
It's not going to be easy.
Go to Kansas City.
That won't be easy.
Where they open the season this year. Go to Miami, and who knows with the Dolphins.
Yeah, it all depends on when they play them. If it's at the end of the year, they'll probably be beat up. But you got Anthony Weaver down there as a D coordinator. And if they're healthy, they have explosiveness on offense. And it all depends on, you know, how the quarterback's playing.
But Tyreek Hill doesn't sound like a happy camper right now either.
Well, Drew said that he's back on board.
Ah, cool.
Drew Rosenhaus, his agent.
Oh, that's a very teammate worthy of
They must
him.
Have gave him a little bonus.
And then they go to Lambeau, take on the Pack. Another playoff, two-time playoff team.
And going to Green Bay is not easy. You know, especially if it's later in the year, then it's even more difficult because of the cold.
And then Minnesota take on the Vikings, whose season ended with two devastating losses. Sam Darnold could be on the move, which means J.J. McCarthy will be the new quarterback. So I would be floored if the Vikings win 14 games next year, but that doesn't mean they won't be competitive and difficult to contend with.
I'd like to play him early, Bob, if J.J.'s the quarterback. Just because, you know, he's still learning. By the end of the year, he's probably going to be pretty good because they got weapons offensively, and their left tackle was out. He got hurt, and he was out most of the year. So they'll be good. They got players. They got players, and, you know, you don't need a quarterback. So they'll probably have Jones be the backup.
All right, Nolan, get in here real quick before we hit the break. Bring Mike Harmon in. Based on those opponents, fellas and ladies listening, how many prime timers Ravens got rolling here?
Full slate. As many as possible.
Yeah,
and possibly the flexing. I mean, there's so many possibilities here. You got all the playoff matchups for sure. I mean, Kansas City game's got to be prime time. Buffalo, I'd probably say the same thing.
Green Bay.
Right. You know, is one of your divisional games, prospectively the Bengals?
Well, the Bengals would be, I would
Although,
think.
Although, after some of the Ravens-Steelers games this year, you know, say what you want about the direction they're heading as a team, the rivalry there felt like it had some more juice for the first time in a while this year.
Well, I'll make a prediction. Keep in mind, I'm usually wrong. If the Bills win the Super Bowl, the Ravens are going to open in Buffalo. Rematch of the play. Because they already did it. We talked about it before the show. They open in Kansas City this year. I don't think they're running that one back, do you? If the Chiefs win it?
Well, I think they'd run back just
Buffalo,
Bills,
Kansas
Bills
City.
And Kansas City. Doesn't matter who wins.
Good point. All right, I'm cool with that. Thursday night game.
Especially, unless the Ravens out of it.
That's right. Can we get a bunch of 1 o'clock games, please? Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk about the championship games with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Mike's from, he lives in L.A. with the beautiful people, but he's from Chicago, so he must be happy with their choice of a new head coach. Got a fun house trip. Nolan McGraw coming up around 1:45. We'll let you know who we're jamming to tomorrow. Featured artist Friday. Then Inside Access takes over at 2. Don't forget, later on tonight, Maryland at Illinois looking for that signature win of the season. And here to talk about that and more from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, how you feeling today on this Total Request Thursday?
Honestly, I'm a little tired, a little worn out. I've been sitting in traffic for the better part of about 2.5 hours. But other than that, you know, life's good. 74 degrees. I'm hanging out with my daughter, so she's going to see how dopey I sound for the next 10 minutes.
Well, she's going to be very impressed with you. And, of course, here in the Baltimore region, it's been like, what, 18 degrees for the last 4 days. But put that 70-degree stuff away for now. Ravens lose. That's where people really been on the whambulance to Buffalo on Sunday. Season comes to an abrupt and disappointing end. Mark Andrews, as you would expect, taking a lot of smoke here. But again, the Lamar narrative, what Chris Sims said, he should have thrown a better pass and it hit Mark Andrews right in the hands. But it is what it is. So the Ravens fall short again. Don't even reach the championship game this year. Mike, you're a big Lamar guy. You like the Ravens, even though you're, you know, not a Baltimore dude, but you respect excellence, I guess. Why do they keep coming up short? Why no Ravens advancing?
Well, I mean, look, you had the uncharacteristic turnovers in the first half. Because, look, from a national perspective, man, you got to feel good. Everybody wants to coddle Lamar there. He took more ownership than anybody, right, of putting him behind the eight ball with the fumble and the subsequent return there that set, you know, Buffalo up. The defense did its job in the second half. Right, again, you lose the 7 points to the short field, and then another short field. But it's all that, you know, because from a national thing, all I kept hearing was, well, Josh Allen's still going to have 2 timeouts in a minute and a half. Like, did you watch the Baltimore defense in the second half? They did their damn job. They could have done it again. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for Mark Andrews. He wears it, but it's good the Buffalo fans rallied to his charity. I got to wonder, though, because, you know, I like to stir the pot a little. You guys get a bunch of those conversations like they're having in Pittsburgh about the coach and getting over the hump anymore?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. I mean, people would fire Harbaugh and hire Mike Tomlin today. That's what kind of stuff we get around here.
You go, make a trade in division.
One guy who wins a playoff game every year and a guy who hasn't won one in almost 10. Anyway, let's get to the NFC real quick, and in particular, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Detroit has their best ever regular season. Best ever. And they're one and done. Goff had a rough day. Probably was playing concussed for a lot of that game because he got lit up. But for Washington to accomplish what they've accomplished, that Daniels is 60 minutes away from becoming the first rookie to ever get to the Super Bowl. For instance, Mike, Washington was here in October playing the Ravens. And the Ravens won spirited game. But if you would have said to anybody here, you know, Washington will go farther in the playoffs than Baltimore, we'd have laughed at you. No. But yet here they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at where the NFC is and, you know, that game against Detroit, I've always said, you know, like the old Saturday Night Live skit was taunt Happy Fun Ball. Don't taunt the football gods with all your trick plays and whatever. Oh, wait, no, that guy's now my head coach. He's the greatest thing I've ever seen. No, just kidding. But you're down 10. You know, obviously you had the 7 off of the Goff interception and return. But you're getting boat raced, and let's take the ball out of your quarterback's hand, who's been mighty capable all year long. Your offense has been humming. And let's have the receiver take the ball, and he was going to throw it. I don't care if you had 4 guys that, you know, or you were doing a full box and one on the receiver. Jameson Williams was going to try to dart that ball in there like he was Brett Favre back in the day. So just dopiness there. So it comes back to bite you, but you know, go back to where the kind of the origin story, like it's a superhero movie with the Hail Mary pass against the Bears, right? Daniels is tenderized. He can't get it far enough because he's got the rib injuries that's causing him discomfort. And you get that play, and then it's the year of living dangerously. Look, I thought Dan Quinn would be able to set a culture, right? That's all we've ever heard about the guy, even with, you know, 28-3, all that other stuff. But that was going to be the thing to right the ship and push them forward. And coming off of the 158.3 he gave to Jordan Love, it's like, all right, eyebrow raising, let's watch it work. And then old number 5's got some magic in his arm. Diami Brown's more than just a guy, and Terry McLaurin's about as good as it gets, and it's good to see him get the recognition this last couple of weeks. Zach Ertz isn't just the husband of a U.S. soccer champ, so you know, all of that to say, it's a really fun story. And, you know, if they were to go and beat the Eagles with a banged-up Jalen Hurts and a passing offense that isn't exactly clicking, I'm shocked at this point. How about that?
Hey, Mike, what do you think about, like, all the college games, all the NFL playoff games, the ratings have been down?
Well, I think some of it, you spread it out a lot. For the college game, man, your championship game's on January 20th. Man, there's a lot of schedule thing. I know you got to schedule these things in advance, but they knew there was an inauguration that day and that it was a holiday and that it was up against the NFL playoffs. I love the extra games. I think maybe some folks got fatigued with it. Different times and dates. You're playing on Thursday nights and Friday nights in the opening rounds. I don't know how well that sells. You're generally a Saturday game for the college side. For the NFL, I don't know. Was Mark Cuban finally right, at least in a moment, or is it just that you have to look for a game too much so people say, forget it, I'll go play Hungry Hippos? A lot to chew on, though, as they move forward. But the TV deals tell us that everything's healthy.
Hey, Mike, what about your Bears? You like the Ben Johnson hire? You like Aaron Glenn to the Jets hire?
Yeah, I mean, it's very rare that Smith and I on our show get to win back-to-back days, because we sure as hell didn't win on Sundays very often the last 10 years.
Correct. Of
the but the look, in the end, Vrabel, I really thought they were going to hire Mike McCarthy when it was all said and done. So I'll get whoever was the person, and this is where you want another edition of Hard Knocks, whoever convinced McCaskey and company that they had to take a big swing, I want to shake their hand and say, good, you finally got them out of the Trace Armstrong business, even though Ryan Poles is still there. Because go back and look at the history of him, right? Defensive lineman, Bears, Dolphins, now he's got an agency. All the coaches, all the offensive coordinators they've hired the last couple of cycles, all Trace Armstrong guys, all of them absolute failures. So good that they got out of the box. Will it work? Oh, I don't know. But it's sure going to be fun watching him try to bring Neo, because he dressed like he's from The Matrix, Caleb Williams, to that next era. As for Aaron Glenn, how much different is he than Robert Saleh, who you just fired?
I guess we'll find out.
You know what I mean? Like, isn't he kind of the same guy? Just that he played for the Jets, so he knows Woody better, and they might have some inside jokes from 30 years ago? I mean, I don't know. Like, it's the Jets. Do I trust them to get it right? No. With the Bears, I have a lot of mistrust, too. But at least you went and got what everybody thought was the All-American pick here, right? He was the guy, the belle of the ball. You're paying him $13 million a year. I would have felt a little better if Hank Fraley was going to come along with him, given his success. Because what do you got to get right, guys? Got to get the offensive line right. Something that got lost in the Barkley, Henry, and Jacobs narrative this year was, oh, yeah, their offensive lines were pretty darn good.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. This is a yes or no question because I know you're pressed for time, as are we. Daily fantasy quarterback, Patrick Mahomes will be the least expensive of the four.
Yes.
There he is. Yeah, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. I was going to make a Woody Johnson joke, but you got your daughter in the car with you, so I'll save it for next week, if you know what I'm saying.
Radio, you can only go so far, and she's heard me say every combination of words possible.
Yeah, well, the son's name's Brick, which is incredible to me. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mike, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the games this Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace and love, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
For the season, they win.
All right, there you go. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Seriously, Woody Johnson names his son Brick Johnson. I mean, it's like he's messing with us. I swear to God. What are the people chosen here, Nolan McGraw?
People for tomorrow have picked Blue Oyster Cult.
They don't have a lot of hits, do they, Bob?
Life's like cowbell.
You're right. That's the one. There's a closer.
They got Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm burning for you.
All right, now we're cooking.
Yeah.
Building a set list.
Cooking with gas. Let's just say you'll be doing a lot of Googleizing.
Well.
I'm not. I made a vow 3 years ago. Not that I stick to it constantly, but I don't rag on the selections of the fans anymore.
I would say it's the exact opposite.
We just go with the flow. Is that right?
When was the last time we had a Feature Artist Friday that your eyes lit up when I told you?
I can't remember.
No. It's always a groan, a hand over the face. Oh, my God. How am I going to get through this show?
Anyways, Blue Oyster Cult, BOC, man. We'll be jamming to them starting tomorrow at 10:15. Inside access in a matter of minutes. Maryland hoops later on tonight at Illinois. Looking for the road win, first of the year. Quad one win, which they don't have. So this would check a couple of boxes if they could pull it off. And hopefully tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'm not confident, by the way. But hopefully they could pull it off. And we'll be talking about that when we get back together. We're going to preview the championship games. Of course, Vinny's going to break down the Bills and the Chiefs. Film study-wise, we'll have Jonas Schaefer talk about the Ravens. Keith Kavanaugh talk about Maryland and some other surprises for you as well. But Nolan, you ready to get out of here or what?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Eric in Bel Air, who says he was willing to lay off of Harbaugh following the playoff exit until he heard the explanation about their two-point plays yesterday, trying to run a trick play with Ronnie Stanley. Eric goes on to say, sure, Lamar made mistakes, Andrews as well, players across the team. But Harbaugh continues to stand by idly while his OC makes these crucial mistakes every playoff loss. That's on him.
Well, it wasn't the two-point play was the throw to Andrews.
It was after the baby catch.
So the two-point play, the first one was wide open, but Lamar got it deflected. The second one was wide open, and he dropped it.
Misspoke there.
That was Milano, right? Knocked it down,
yes.
The first one?
Yep.
As far as the Ravens' window moving forward, Howard in Baltimore says he believes that this year was the Ravens' second-best chance to win the Super Bowl with Lamar. I'm guessing last year was number one. He says, I believe Lamar's window is closing. It's going to be extremely difficult for him to keep repeating or exceeding what he's done in previous years.
Why? He's done it every year. Every year that he started out the season, he's been MVP candidate every year. And then, you know, a couple of them he got hurt. But otherwise, you know, he's going to win it again.
And if he doesn't exceed his stats, that wouldn't really surprise anybody because what he did this year was historic.
I think he'll have more passing yards next year.
Right, but he doesn't need to exceed his stats to win the Super Bowl. It's, you know, just be in that ballpark and then get over the hump.
Yeah, he's in that groove. He's in the prime of his career.
No
health
doubt.
Health permitting, why would you expect that he's going to dip significantly?
I think next year is going to be their best team because they have less things going on off the field coaching-wise. I think, and less stuff for Eric to deal with. I think this is going to be a pretty damn good year for him.
And one last text on the Super Bowl window. Texter says, the window is open until Lamar loses his mobility. His talents with extending the play, hitting wide open receivers, has been a huge help to the passing game last year and this year. Much like Big Ben in his prime, once he loses the ability to extend, the contested passing concerns now become a problem.
I can agree with that. You know, and the only way he loses that with age or else he has a bad knee injury or something.
So we're talking still seasons down the road, not next year.
No. I mean, he's 27.
Or 28, right? Wasn't that the whole thing?
28.
Still for Flacco.
And he's shown a lot of interest in taking care of himself physically, you know, changing his weight to what he thought would help him be a little bit more nimble this year, and I think that was proven.
No doubt.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock, hopefully talking about a Maryland win. We'll be previewing the championship games in the NFL and talking about the other stuff happening in world sports. Inside Access, Matter of Minutes, followed by later tonight, Maryland at Illinois. Terps looking for their biggest win of the season on the road, their first win on the road. Can they get it done? You can hear it. 105.7 The Fan for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.